know.
Yeah, this is a pilot. Just start off with how you made that promise.
The promise.
Of
3 years ago.
Just start recording.
It is recording. Yeah.
How you said that if a certain anime were to come back, that we'd start doing these things again.
Oh, I think Bolte said that. Our friend Bolte.
Yeah, which he's not here. He got a job after 3 years. Yeah, yay, damn, everybody, round of applause.
Yay, Bolte. Damn, look at that guy.
Yeah, he's big balling now. Rick Ross, the boss. But yeah, a certain anime called Bleach Black, not the fucking thing that you use to clean stuff with, but the anime. Yeah, so it's coming back, surprisingly, and now we're starting to do these things again, although it might not be a lot about anime. I mean, our name is Puzzles for a Reason. It's just random.
Yeah,
random shit.
It's crazy though, because today I cleaned up the website, dude. It changed. We made $5.
Hey, where's my cut? Hey, where's my cut?
I went through the pizza, dude.
Where's my dollar?
That's crazy. I was like, the highest listen we ever had was 1,700.
Wasn't that one?
That's all together. All the episodes. But you know what's crazy? I checked out because we uploaded in SoundCloud first.
Oh wow!
SoundCloud. And that one had 4,000 listeners, but I stopped using SoundCloud. Because it only gives you like a limit.
Oh, we ain't no rappers. Much?
Yeah, man, the clout though. The clout was a bit cool.
It wasn't our like highest listened one, the one where me and Ivan argued about how
it was
the best game or something about that.
Was it the best game or was it Minecraft with,
and Fortnite?
Maybe or either that or it was the snap. That's when Endgame happened, no?
No. That happened after the movie came out, and we're like, oh, we snapped certain people out of existence.
Oh! I think that's when you said you were going to snap Idaman out of existence. And,
yeah.
And he got all booty tickled.
So a little quick introduction. I am Juan Chino.
Mr. Luis the Cheese. And our special guest that should be on here for like the rest of the podcast.
I don't know what name to go by.
Go buy your PS4
Jesse
name.
Cries.
No!
I cry when I pee.
Pee.
No, don't. We had that one. Don't put that fine.
Yes. Bye. She cries or she pees when she cries or vice versa.
Yeah, they're true.
That's her name.
It's something I can't control, okay? So, yeah. I've done it since I was a baby.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure all babies.
Yeah, all babies do that.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I've pissed my pants before not that long ago.
Damn, dude, we went a long ways. Look at the equipment. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, we started off with some shitty mics.
Dude, I remember getting like these little splitters just to fit four mics into.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking bougie.
And then share a mic.
And then going to like, oh, we're going to do so good. And you bought all this shit. And right when you buy all this shit, we stopped.
Yeah, true that.
But then again, it doesn't help out that COVID came around. Not right away, but it was around the time where we just started getting different jobs and we just couldn't get the same day's loss. And then COVID hit.
Yeah, for all you tech nerds, we're using a Zoom L8 with three Rode podcast mics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we're moving up. Yeah, see, our work made us come back and use better stuff. And hopefully we start up.
I had this stuff like a year and a half. I didn't even use it. I think the only time I used this actual machine.
It for another podcast with.
No, it wasn't for that. It was for. I wanted to use it to like record instruments, like keyboards and stuff. Because I was mixing music.
Oh,
for
shit.
A little bit. And after that, my little keyboard broke, so I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, but hopefully for all those that actually would still listen to, thank you. And if you guys are listening, thank you again. A little recap of what happened was obviously different jobs. Better jobs, shitty hours, and then COVID. Yeah.
COVID.
But now we're back. All of us got COVID.
I got COVID.
I didn't get COVID.
Oh, shit. I got it like twice.
It's crazy because when I got COVID, it didn't feel like I got COVID. It felt like I just got the worst ever.
I had freaking migraines flu for like fucking 2 weeks, and they did not leave. I couldn't breathe either, but that's all I got was just like shortness of breath and like some nasty fucking migraines and shit. Oh, I guess diarrhea for 3 days.
I didn't get diarrhea. I couldn't at first. I couldn't taste my food. After the third day, I tasted it. I bought pizza, and that was the worst decision ever.
That's for sure. I couldn't eat. Like, if I smelled something, yeah, I'd get hungry. But the moment I put, like, my lips or my tongue, I wanted to puke it out, like, right away. It was, like, that was the shittiest thing. And then even when I went back to work, when they cleared me out, I still had, like, side effects. And it was fucking horrible driving over an hour with no food, working for, like, 8 to 12 hours, not wanting to eat, and then driving back home. It was, like, the fucking worst thing ever.
Yeah. At first, dude, I was like, damn, this is actually happening. I was like, oh crap.
It's like, I could die. I'm over.
No, it's dude, crazy.
I mean, we're overweight.
People are like over here panicking, you know, because we didn't know. That's remember I was having a conversation with John about like how people were just buying toilet paper.
Oh dude, that shit was hilarious. I don't know why toilet paper.
There's toilet paper and water.
I understand water, but I mean people drink tap water. Exactly.
You can boil the water. I grew up
drinking tap water. Like fuck.
Oh, you can't drink the tap water anymore. You're gonna get cancer.
You get cancer off of everything.
It's cloudy. That's disgusting.
You get cancer off of anything nowadays. You eat a banana, it's fucking cancer. You eat a fucking.
If you eat too many bananas, you'll get potassium poisoning.
There you go. You can't fucking do shit. So guess what, guy? COVID or not, fucking enjoy life. You're gonna die.
I'm going to get pissed if I get old COVID. I want the new and improved Delta variant if I get COVID.
What the hell? It's like the worst one.
Yeah.
But I don't want last season's COVID. I want this season's COVID.
You're part of the, I want the new one. I don't want to be a boomer or whatever.
Damn.
Nah, that crazy. Shit, you don't want to get none of that shit. It fucking sucks.
Well, that's why I got the vaccine.
You would assume, because I got really fat. I was going to be like, I didn't eat for like 3 weeks almost. Like I'd eat like very, very small portions of food with a lot of water. I thought I was like, I'll take advantage of this. I'm trying to lose weight anyways. Fuck no, I gained weight.
you know what's funny? COVID, I think that's why when COVID happened, I rarely went to like the grocery stores to make food. It's more convenient just to go DoorDash and
that's what I was doing. I was doing a lot of drive through. Well, I mean, going. I would wake up at the time I had to leave to go to work, so I'd be like, "All right, whatever is the fastest." If I saw a short line wherever I went, it didn't matter if it was healthy or not. Like getting these scares, you assume you're gonna get like scared straight, but fuck no, you just realize that, dude, I survived. I want to do everything I can possibly. Just in case I do die later on.
No, it's crazy because I remember my dad getting it first. I'm like, damn, dude, that's something that hit hard because it's like, oh shit, you're hearing in the news that
older people
is affecting the most. And then Brenda, or my sister, had a friend that his dad got COVID. Her dad got COVID, and he came from out of state, and he was fine. Then he got COVID here, and he passed away.
That actually happened with one of my cousin's family members. Same thing. They cleared him okay. Him and his dad died. Was it? I don't remember. But the thing is, they passed away. These things are dormant sometimes. You might even have it. You might not even know it because your body just knows
just
how to.
Just a carrier.
Yeah. Which
you're asymptomatic.
Yeah, which at my job, like, they really pushed, like, COVID shots. And the funny thing was that when they were really pushing for COVID shots because of people getting sick, the people that had vaccines were the ones getting people sick, which was kind of fucking funny. And they were still forcing us to, like, you need your COVID shot to be protective. But in reality, it was the people that had COVID shots that were getting everybody sick. And on top of that, the people that were getting sick were supposedly vaccinated.
Well, that's the whole point of a vaccine. It's not to completely, like, protect you. It's kind of like when you're driving and you put on a seatbelt. That doesn't guarantee you're not going to die if you get in a car accident. It just puts your chances of not dying higher.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what was it? This is why, like, if I ever do have children, if I see them eating like fucking out of the floor, I'm not gonna like tell them right away not to say no, because a lot of us, the reason why we have a tolerance for a lot of like sicknesses is because when we're younger, we used to do shit when we're supposed to, but since our body was like still growing and our immune system was growing with us, our body tolerated shit. Like, I didn't get a cold until way the fuck after my first flu shot. I got a fucking cold. I started getting colds every fucking winter. Before the COVID shot, I was outside butt naked fucking in the rain, throwing myself in mud and playing with fucking homeless people and shit. I never got sick.
Jesus Christ.
I got a COVID. I mean, I got a COVID. I got a fucking, you know, a flu shot. I ended up fucking paralyzed for like 3 days.
Well, the thing with the flu shots is that they're trying to guess which flu is going to be the one that's going to be.
Yeah, the one for the show. I got the wrong one. Twice. I ended up in the ER the second time when I got older. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Growing up, I remember eating all my food off the ground, never washing my hands, which you should still wash your hands. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying, like, if you're growing up and you, whenever all this shit clears up.
We just lived at a different time. Yeah, I remember, like, playing outside, drinking from the hose.
Yeah.
Drinking. What's that? What's the Mexican drink? Tampique?
Tampico.
Tampico. Yeah. You drank that as a kid, man. Woo.
I used to eat all my water off the fucking, off
you're
the water hose and shit, dude.
Financial
compensation.
I remember when I was a little kid, we used to water that thing down. We made 3 gallons out of that 1 gallon. Dude.
But I mean, now we're taught to, like, really take care of ourselves a little bit too much, and we don't realize that when something really does happen, you don't know how to react to it because your body's not used to it. Like I said, I'm not making fun of anything to do with COVID nowadays. Like, I'm not anti-vax or whatever. It's all up to you guys. But, like, in reality, it just comes down to these generations are pampered a little bit too much. A little
sound
bit
like you're
too much.
Like 60.
But I'm not.
Well, I'm pretty
old. I'm back
in my day.
I mean, it still happens a lot. It's just I guess it depends on where you come from, exactly what town. Because, I mean, our town is. Well, I grew up in a shit. I know. I take that back. I love.
I mean,
my city.
Our town. We can't. We get letters from the city hall telling us, "Hey, don't drink the water."
Yeah. No. But I grew.
But then you go to, like, another town, and they're like, "Oh yeah, our water is so clear." Have you ever drinking, like, lake water from, like, Tahoe?
Yeah.
That stuff is clear.
Yeah.
And it tastes delicious.
Well, that's because they don't dump dead bodies there. Dead bodies where we live. Well, I mean, they haven't
and
done
like,
it.
Okay, so I went to, like, a Safeway up there, and one of my friends paid with a $100 bill. They just accepted it. They didn't run it through a little machine. They didn't get their little pen and, like, mark it. They're like, okay, what's that like?
I don't know. Dude, that's why I don't ask for $100 bills anymore, because I'm just afraid. I guess just like you said, where they live, they're not used to all that bullshit.
No, but again, it was a bunch of, you know.
Yeah.
Flower people.
Well, for all they know, they don't even care if it's $100. You could have given them a dollar bill, and it's like, you know what? It's money.
Well, I didn't want to say white.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Like, you're flowers. White. You're entitled. You're half.
You right.
And you're a redhead. So yeah, but yeah, back to like that goes back to like wherever you know you're raised, like everything's a lot different. Bunch of pussies nowadays. Am Jesus. I allowed to use that word?
Oh god,
I'm pussy? Not it's not sexist, right? I don't want to be sexist. It wasn't homophobic.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay,
but a pussy's pretty much stronger than a dick and balls.
They yeah,
you,
yes,
you punch
is.
A pussy and
no,
fine, but if you punch a dick, y'all are out.
Nah, I think it only
minute.
Hurts. It only hurts if you punch it while your dick's pointing forward. Because I've gotten kicked in the dick, like playing soccer, but my dick's still like in between my legs, kind of. And, you know, it like you don't take the full hit. But I've also gotten kicked by the ball where it gets kicked. And, I take flight to jump because I was a goalkeeper. And my dick's kind of like pointing forward from like the momentum. And that shit fucking hurt. Just like stubbing your toe, but it's your dick.
Stupid.
Ow.
Yeah, so, yeah, just imagine that. And the ball's going maybe about, like, 45 miles an hour. You're pissing out blood for, like, the first couple of days after that.
Jeez.
For sure. But at least it ain't your balls.
But yeah, you can punch a vagina and you're, oh, like, the girl's going to be okay. Like, yeah, it's going to hurt. Like, oh, I got punched. But you punch a guy in their balls.
For all you new listeners, remember, the name of the show is Puzzles, so it's just like a puzzle. You know, yeah, you know, dude. You never do know how you're gonna Jeez. Start and how you're gonna finish. So.
I'm getting these miss pieces up in this.
We like, might
I
not even.
I think this is for the wrong thing.
we might not even be building the puzzle off the right pieces. It might be, you know, off of different pieces. But this is what makes.
Did we get this from a thrift store or what?
No, we got it off of a fucking a homeless that had a yard sale. How he has a yard sale. I don't know, but
he just used the yard, huh?
He found some puzzles and he put it in a box and hoped for the best.
Some pieces,
and we bought it because we're here.
Do you remember that time when we tried to do a puzzle?
Dude, that one we piece never, that yeah. Juan had underneath.
Yes. The fucking chair.
Yeah, it was you.
I know, I had it underneath my
and
arm.
Then one of you guys put a wrong one, forced a wrong one.
I think
into,
it was me yeah. and Volte. That's why we don't sit next to each other anymore.
Because I'm blind.
Yeah, but puzzles in the... And then it was only like 150 pieces, I think. It wasn't 500.
No, it was like 500.
Oh, oh yeah, there's lot. Dogs.
There's little puppies.
We also have dogs.
Because we thought we were...
Yeah, very overprotective dogs. Yeah. About 1 foot. Nah, about ankles.
Ankle height dogs.
Ankle height oh, dogs. Man. Yeah. You already know they're usually the vicious ones.
Yeah, we have a little sign that says "Beware of Yorkie," and it just shows her little picture.
Oh my god!
You know, yeah, it's crazy because I was showing my dad a video on YouTube that these little Yorkies in New York that you go and hunt mice because they have a mice or a rat problem.
Have you seen
problem.
The size of those motherfuckers? I'm pretty sure one of those mice could turn on them and be like, you know what? I'm fucking hungry.
One of those
too.
Mice is the same size as Annie.
But those things, but the Yorkies are built for hunting. They're hunter dogs.
Hunters of ankles?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, remember Annie? Remember that one time
you threw a party? Annie? Oh, I thought, because you said, hey, Annie. Like,
no.
You're talking to the dog.
No, remember that one time we had a party outside, and then I picked up the dog, and then she had blood on her? And
ooh,
it wasn't from
right.
her.
It wasn't from her.
It was, she killed a rat.
We thought, yeah, we saw blood on her, and we thought that she was bleeding from her head.
Oh my! Can I take her to work? We got an infestation.
Sheesh.
Talking about rats, god damn, I fucking hate those things, dude. I mean, we live out in the valley, so like
there are rats every year. There's like a bunch right here outside my house.
I had one.
There's
a
bunch of fields.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told you the story, right? The one that got caught in one of my little traps. I basically hunted down his family, which I didn't meant to do on purpose. I just put like little traps, glue traps. They don't die. They could eventually come off if they don't force themselves too hard or if they let you. But it's funny because it was like a family of three. It was like the tiny, super tiny one, and I'm pretty sure it was the parents. And there's just one time where I was laying on my bed, and I was eating pizza, watching a movie in the afternoon, and I hear these little things, like little feet, like crawling up my the bed frame. And I look to my right side, and there's this tiny little mouse just looking at the pizza box. And then I see this this mice that...
Bro, you just cooked Master Splinter.
No. I didn't do nothing to this one. No. He, it's funny and cute. I see this, the adult rat, mice, whatever, because they're not that big, come up and kind of sideswipes it down, like to saying, like, oh, dude, I'm a bad person. Like, you don't have to be out there. And pushes the little one off, and then she throws herself, or she or here, whatever, throws themselves off so I wouldn't do nothing. But I thought it was the funniest thing. Like, these guys know that us people are kind of dangerous and we're not, like, they shouldn't be near us. And
have you seen Ratatouille?
Okay, calm down. But
they're
is,
so smart. Have you seen the little short where they talk about how rats, the rats that they are, aren't the bad guys?
Yeah.
That one's cute.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, my mom eventually put her like, she put some outside of my door, and the little, one of the tiny ones ended up getting on it, and then one of the adult ones, I don't know if it was trying to help out, ended up getting stuck in the same one, but her mouth got, or her, whatever, the father, mother, its mouth got stuck in the glue, so it ended up fainting, and then the baby fainted or died. And that one last one, I felt like it was hunting me because it would make so much fucking noise at night, like on purpose. They never made noise. They never would make noise until this happened. And then finally it gets stuck on one because I got tired of it and I was just going to throw it out. And I tried moving it, and this little motherfucker, they're the size of like maybe two of your fingers put together. I have this like a duster pan, and it has like a like rubber on the edges. And I tried picking it up, and I feel something tug at it. These motherfuckers are strong. I felt the tug kind of like pull me a little bit, and I seen that it was biting it. And it was forcing, it ended up actually dismembering itself. Like one of its hands kind of just like, because of how hard it was trying to leave, like it was just not attached to it. But this motherfucker, dude, wanted a fight. And I gave it a fight. You know, I'm the type of guy where if it's going to fight back, you know, I'm going to give it the benefit of doubt. If it escapes and it tries biting me, which I have been bitten by one, and it's not good. You might lose a limb and you could actually die. They have some kind of a...
Bro, they had like rabies, bro.
I didn't know until... what happened with my leg? Remember? Oh. Yeah, so I almost lost my leg and my life.
But, yeah, I remember that. That thing was gross. Yeah,
what happened to your leg? Remember
you were there? Leg? Remember my leg turned? It started gooing and the skin started coming off? Oh, yeah, and I remember
telling you, like, you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, I did. I couldn't move my leg for, like, months. And then it took maybe a whole year for it to fully
freaking
heal.
The little mice use hyperfang, bro. Yeah. You. Super correct. Yeah, poison fang. Super correct.
Yeah, I know, but anything. More of the story
they
is.
They pick something up and they put it in that one mouse like, you got one shot. Yeah. Go get this dude.
Moral of the story, if you ever see those videos and you make fun of like an adult man, masculine man, screech at the fact that there's a mice in their house, there's a reason for it. They'll fucking kill you. They might be tiny. You could probably kill them with like a kick, but these motherfuckers will make your life miserable if one of their fucking teeth penetrates your fucking epidermis. You're basically, yeah.
You learned a big word.
I did. I went to the doctors a lot because of it. So I went to the doctors a lot because of those motherfuckers. And then because of them, I almost died. Twice, maybe. Jeez.
That's what you get for killing the little babies.
No, but the leg thing happened before that.
Just imagine this little rat just hearing an Eminem song, "Lose Yourself."
Oh, dude, have you guys ever seen Doom Patrol?
Doom Patrol, no.
Which you guys should watch on HBO. No, not that they're sponsors or anything, but there's this episode where there's a rat that ends up crossing with his family and it gets run over, and his sole purpose is to destroy the person, which is one of the main characters there, his life, and he becomes a legit fucking villain in the show, a fucking rat. Which I recommend towards the end of the first season. But yeah, it just reminded me of that. I just right now, it's fucking hilarious.
You should sue for them using your likeness without your approval.
No, that's true. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that the rat just fucking decided to be like, I am a human or I have a brain. I mean, they are smart.
They're very smart. Rats are smart.
I think I looked up at a video not that long ago where I don't know what country it is, they have it, or maybe it is here in the United States. They put a rat like in this little robot vehicle, and the way it moves, it's the way it thinks. They have him kind of hooked up, so if it wants to move a certain way, it's controlling the vehicle with its thoughts. It's fucking weird. I don't like it, but yeah, you guys should look that shit up. It's fucking weird. I watch too much TED Talks and stuff.
Yeah, obviously. Is sleepy weird. One coming out? You keep blinking.
Because I'm so oily, it drips to my eyes, and I'm.
Well, that's because you have no hair. If you had hair.
I don't have no hair.
If you had hair.
It's just dripping down. And then going in my eyes and it's causing me to rub.
You can get like little implants for your eyebrows. Oh, yeah,
you do. Hey, I could donate you some of my like hair and they could just.
No, I'm good.
For like eyelash extensions, we'll do that for your eyebrows.
Thanks. Yeah. Sometimes when I drive too, it does that. Like, it gets in my eye. I'm like, oh, man. This sucks.
It sounds like it sucks. I was all excited. Like, ooh, Sleeping One's coming out.
Yeah, maybe so you're going to say more than...
No, I haven't seen Sleeping One in a while.
Well, I mean, because you're not really...
I've never sleep deprived
anymore. It's like Patrice. You got, like, another person in you. You're like, you got Sleepy One, then you got, like, what was the other one?
Patricia.
Honest Juan.
We're going to call Honest Juan Patricia, because Patricia...
Yeah, he's a really... She was creepy.
He's really... He or she is...
That's a definite she.
Yeah. Damn,
spunky.
No filter.
No. You say everything. We're afraid.
We're afraid. The truth comes out.
Yeah, and it's not physically afraid. It's like you might end us mentally to where we don't even know if we're alive or not. You just say some shit, and that's game over.
What the heck? Yep, we question our whole existence.
Oh no.
Talk about questioning of existence and a bunch of other bullshit. It's got nothing to do with it, actually.
What?
Well, you know how I always gotta bring up Cowboy Bebop. But what are your thoughts on the live action?
Bebop.
Well, technically, it kind of fits because of the whole reality or not. The purpose of the end of the anime was to see if he was alive or dreaming or not. So yeah, they kind of this, you know, whatever.
Spoiler alert.
Everybody's watched the anime.
I've never seen Cowboy Bebop.
I didn't. That's all I said. That's all I said. If it's a dream or not. That's all I said. You know what? We're gonna we can start watching that pretty soon.
I own it.
Oh, I mean, like, I know, but we could start watching it, and then each time we watch an episode, we kind of do
a recap?
Analysis.
Oh, like a reaction.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
We'll see how Jess.
Okay.
Oh, we can start doing that with Jess. We'll show her all these, like, dark fucking...
I like my a little big on videos, guys.
Oh no.
Yeah, those things are
Oh my fucking god.
Don't look it up.
Look it up.
I've lost.
You lose brain cells. The thing is,
I don't have very many left. And you made me lose some.
Because it's a bop.
You see how easy it was? I normally don't get, like, when I start talking about Cowboy Bebop, I can't stop. But this guy brought up that fucking band. And
oh,
it just,
God. Oh, God.
It's just like a flashbang. I got PTSD, actually. If I hear them play, I start, like, itching and, like, just, like, my eye starts tweaking and stuff.
I start thinking of the fucking hip thrust while I'm at work.
Oh, hypnotic.
I'm pretty sure that hip thrust should be illegal on TV.
That's why they only show it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't gotten taken down.
It can't. Because they got hypnotized.
They have, like, that. Yeah. I think that one video has 116 million views.
So 116 million people got lost brain cells.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Hypno dance.
I'm surprised you haven't gone on this table.
I know, right?
We don't have money out.
It's just, I don't know, they're catchy. They're like, what you call it? They're like the Lonely Islands of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are.
And I actually do love Lonely Island.
Lonely Island. Dude, I haven't seen any of their news.
I don't think they've done
it. They haven't done any songs. They're too busy with Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he still doing
that? Yeah, he's still doing that.
That show, dude, I still need to catch up to it.
It's a funny show. I think I ended in season 3.
Mm. I ended up like in season 2.
Doesn't it have like 6 seasons?
It has more, I think.
7 or 8. 7?
No, 9, no?
I don't know.
It has a couple seasons.
But it's got its drama.
Couple.
Yeah. Couple.
Couple just seasons. Say a couple.
At least.
Why did the dog stop barking?
Because no one came.
Nobody.
Either that or a cat passes by. The neighbor has a cat. And it likes to mock the dogs a little bit. Does
cute?
Yeah. It says cute, but I forgot what the second saying was.
Cute but toothless.
No, cute but crazy.
That's what it says. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And blind.
Crazy. Yeah.
How old are they now? They're like 12?
I think so.
Dude.
No, I think they're like around 9, 10.
Is your mom or sister going to stuff them?
No.
Just have them just
chilling?
Are they
going to cremate?
Yeah, I think we're going to cremate them and put them in the back.
Are you going to cry?
No.
It's not. They're not your dogs.
They're not my dogs.
Oh, but what about George?
George isn't going to die. George is going to probably
take a whole week off.
Yeah.
Go see the sunset and throw his ashes over the seas.
I feel like you would definitely stuff George.
Nah, George needs to go and see the world after he passes.
He's one of those dogs that needs to be free. And then it'd be one of those moments when I throw his ashes. And then the wind catches it and throws it back at me.
or you pull off what was that movie called where due date with
you make them into coffee.
You put them in a coffee because you're making coffee now. You put them into your coffee grind instead.
Have you seen that? I don't think it's on TLC, but it.
Ew, TLC, gross. That's like a girl thing.
Have you watched PewDiePie react to TLC stuff? It's freaking hilarious.
Well, that's because it's PewDiePie reacting to TLC. If you have PewDiePie in front of TLC, I'm gonna watch it.
It's really
but if
funny.
You have just TLC.
But no, back to the ashes. I don't know if it was TLC, but it was like My Strange Addiction. I think.
No. I don't like where this is going.
So this girl, her husband died, and he got cremated, and then she started eating his ashes. Her addiction was eating her husband's ashes.
Would that be considered cannibalism?
Nah.
Yeah.
I think so because ashes are still like.
Because like she would open the like urn that she had in.
And just kind of like dip her finger or something.
Do the whole lick her finger and just like swirl, and then
clean it out. So she's legit cleaning it as it's going down. It's fucking clean as it's going down.
This is just a bunch of ashes. That's nasty.
Yep.
She could do that.
She's like, I can't stop. It was like her own little coping mechanism.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
Pretty gross.
My strange addiction.
Dude. I used to eat sand. I mean, I like get
there
like.
There was one too. Where but a girl, I wouldn't she ate get, sand, yeah, and I, then she like upgraded to like actual rocks.
What the fuck?
And her teeth were fine, like they weren't chipped or anything.
That's fucking weird. Like, I mean, I don't mean like I'd go into a park and fucking dip my hands. Like, if I fell and eat shit. And like I tumble and the hair fell from my head, like yeah, go to my mouth and be like, oh fuck it, I'd eat it. But, like, I wouldn't go out there and fucking eat it like it was fucking ice cream. Like,
these people, like, there was one that ate sand, and she would go and, like, actually go to the playgrounds and get sand. And the doctors were like, you do understand, like, kids pee in that. Animals poop and pee in that. Yeah. You're eating feces. That's disgusting. You need to
disgusting.
Stop.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
That's nasty.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. One girl was eating mattresses.
I saw that.
I know that there was no, one.
I seen that because that's a big meme right now. I know that she eats mattresses and she still gets some.
I think.
Yeah, dude. And that's what freaks me out. Not freaks me out, but like trips me out is that all these people that had really.
Are getting laid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm over here. Can't even get a text back.
Well, I eat the butt and I don't get lucky.
Yeah. Are you saying you eat ass?
I eat ass.
Maybe that's.
Maybe people aren't into it. Maybe I should be eating like fucking like car tires or like stupid. I don't know, like my dog's hair.
There was
hair.
One girl too who obviously I watched this way too much. She drank blood.
I mean, it's not
like mostly she would drink like pig's blood, and then once a month she would drink like a human. Like, would get somebody to come over.
Well, I mean, I've seen.
Like, slit his throat or his arm and just, like.
Well, I've seen shows where there's those vampires that actually do that. Like, in weddings, they'll get, like, a random girl. And, you know, she's okay with it.
It's consenting.
Yeah, they'll like, bleed it, and then they'll usually have threesomes with them.
It's still weird, though.
I mean.
Blood play's still so. I'm not kink shaming, but.
That's kink. I'm sorry, but that's kink shaming.
Just look at Penny.
You're a redhead, okay? You're not allowed to kink
shame. I'm down for a lot of things, but not that yet. Not that yet. Maybe I need a ring on my finger first.
Ew, that's gross. Commitment? Fucking gross.
See, you have not rubbed off on me completely.
Yeah, not all the way. No, I'm against commitment. I mean, like marriage.
Maybe
being
that's why you're not getting it.
Marriage as in the commitment. You don't need to be married. I mean, if you guys like married, yes, it's a beautiful thing, but like.
No, I just want insurance.
Insurance? Jesus.
No. I don't want to be like, oh, I fucked up. Oh, well, you owe me half of your shit. No.
Then don't fuck up.
You're bound to fuck up. You can never just have like a perfect. No, you can.
You can.
She's going to have to be blind, dumb, stupid.
Oh, no.
Have no taste of anything.
You're gonna need a virgin so she don't know no better. That way you can just do the bare minimum in the bedroom and she'll be like, wow.
Give what's his name, fuck, I forgot fucking Cricket Nose's name. The actor.
Yes.
Back from my
ice cream
break.
That was a lot of ice cream, though.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we've had a lot. We had Burger King. We had.
I fucked up. I ate that burger.
Why would you did? I don't know why you ate that.
I just looked at it.
I mean, at least he ate real meat.
Damn.
Don't hate on the Impossible Whopper.
That's just fucking gross.
It is not.
Might as well. Impossible Whopper is nasty.
It is not.
The Beyond one.
And remember, the Impossible Whopper is still meat because it's cooked under the same grill.
That's why it tastes delicious.
So you're not that's
I'm not eating it because I'm flavor, a bro. Vegetarian or anything.
You should have stuck to a regular Whopper.
It just makes me feel better.
So you did get the Impossible Whopper?
Oh, you yeah. ate ice cream, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, good. Or else you wouldn't have been here. She would have
I would be holding this in the bathroom.
And we would hear it. We would have an ASMR bathroom break episode.
Welcome back.
2D episode, Bob number two.
But now that we're done with our ice cream break, we came back to properly say goodbye for now, for this episode. For those of you that have somehow been waiting for 2-3 years for us to come back, thank you very much.
We're back, baby.
We really appreciate it. And for all you new guys, well, it's not going to be like this all the time. Like, no, it is random.
Yeah, it is random, bro.
But we will try to like hit on topics of anything. hopefully we start getting back on socials so we could see what you guys would want to hear.
Yeah, Jessica's going to be our social manager.
Yeah. What?
She is the only woman here. No, no, I take that back. She's one of the other half. Bote. No, Bote.
Yeah, Bote doesn't go on Twitter, bro.
Yeah, he does.
I don't go on social media.
Well, I mean, look, we're going to make a... Do we still have this Twitter page?
I don't think so.
I think it
just expired.
All right, so we'll make another one.
I never used it.
Well, the next episode, we'll put it
out there.
You
know how long it took me to freaking log into our old account?
As long as it took us to get into our Burger King app fucking thing.
That sucks.
Oh, God.
That sucks.
Yeah, but... So
RIP Burger King deals offers.
We'll try to go back to, like, the whole, you know, show. Well, I mean, not just anime, but shows, anything political stuff for you guys that like a little bit of...
like political stuff.
We have a specialist that might come in from time to time. You might hear a little bit today.
No, hope not.
It's all up to Juan if he wants to edit him in there.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, you have to know because he's going to be waiting.
No, yeah. No, I'm a...
I mean, we won't try to get too controversial. We are open-minded about everything. We do question certain stuff, but we are not super anal about it.
Like the question we think about is like, when you put your hand in water, is it wet?
Or is it dry? Shut up.
Just playing.
Shut up. Shut up.
Those are the type of questions we answer and just play.
But the
question of the week is...
we could have been doing riddles.
Oh, yeah.
Like little riddles. But it sucks because people...
I don't think we're smart enough to do riddles.
I don't know a riddle, bro.
I'll eat enough shrooms.
The only thing I can do is rhyme.
we'll think of, you know, cool little things now that we have a little bit more time. We'll have little guests here and there from our friends. Hopefully they're not as awkward as us and you guys actually enjoy them more than us.
Oh, yeah. I want to be the guy that just goes back there and it's like gives a big old thumbs up. Like, you guys are good. But no, I'm here.
Yeah, and hopefully our editor knows how to edit better this year.
Future me.
But yeah, this is Luis signing off.
This is Juan Chino signing off.
I don't even think I ever gave
She cries when she pees.
Signing off.